a slightly more melancholy boo this evening, because I've had 128 miles to think about it, and gosh darn it, does that play on your mind for 128 miles. So I've had a date today with a guy who I thought was really nice. He was really nice. He's a very sweet guy. And online, we clicked very well. He did scare me by always talking about moving in together. He did scare me about all this relationship and all this, well, in the best possible scenario, this would happen. And I thought, that's very good and that's very optimistic. And it kind of beats the fact that I'm not a very optimistic, whatever. I'm not a lipstick person. And so we met up today. And you know when you can tell before you've spoken to somebody that things aren't going to click quite as well as you thought they might? Well, that happened. Which is a real shame because he is a really lovely guy. But very, very holdy hands and kissy. And it wasn't like he's kind of halfway waiting for the kiss. He actually just grabs your head and kisses you. And it was a nightmare. And neither of us had any money. And he wouldn't stop talking. And he interrupted all the time. And now I'm finding all the negative bits. We watched Bruno. Very funny film. Very shockingly funny, actually. And some bits you think, how can they get away with that? But it's very good. That's for another time. And then afterwards, he's talking about you backed away when I tried to kiss you. Why was that? And I said, well, it's time for a serious moment then. And I explained everything. And I explained things about me that quite a lot of you don't know. And you know, things that would explain to him how I'm not quite how I appear to be. And this isn't to say I'm lying to anyone. It just means that I'm, you know, there are certain things you don't need to know. But I explained these to him, and it would appear that I've led him on. I don't understand how. It's not like I said, yeah, we will live together, and we will do all this stuff. And it would appear I've led him on. And I did feel slightly bad. And then we say goodbye at the train station. And I could see that he was looking a little bit upset as he walked very quickly onto the train and out. And I put on my big dark sunglasses, and I pulled my neutral face, and I started walking. And I realised that, you know, he's quite upset, and I'm quite not. And I'm quite a cold, heartless bastard in this case, and I don't think this is the first time this has happened. I don't think this would be the first time that I've been myself, and other people have been upset as a result of it. And it makes me wonder just how cold or pessimistic or whatever you want to call it I am. And it worries me an awful lot as well, because a lot of the things I was saying to him, very true, things like haven't been in a relationship for ages, and I worry, and I don't want to get into a relationship because I'm scared, and I am. But there's a difference between being scared and being downright bloody insulting. So I do wonder just how much I torture myself more than anything else. Do I do these things to hurt other people? Do I do these things to hurt myself? What the bloody hell do I do, and why do I do it? All I know is that I need to sort myself out, and I need to do it soon. Because if I don't, I will be alone forever. And in my head, this isn't necessarily a bad thing, but it depends if I hurt other people as a result. I don't want to. I want to be a nice person. I've been talking for 4 minutes about this and I've got nothing covered. All I know is that I need to take even more stock of myself than I thought I did. Work out who I am and try not to let anybody get hurt in the meantime. Because, well, it's horrible for them, let alone myself. Hope you've all had a nice day. I have had a soul-searching day. Back to work tomorrow, so at least I've got some normality there. And I will hear from you all soon. Other than that, have a nice evening. Love you very much. Bye-bye.